holiday, National Good Neighbor Day, right? So how do you celebrate National Good Neighbor Day? National Good Neighbor Day, this holiday was claimed an official holiday by President, I'll give you a second to see if anybody knows it, but by President Jimmy Carter in 1978, and since 2003 has been celebrated each year on September 28th. Good Neighbor Day on September 28th, okay? Included are some fun ways you can celebrate. This day is your own neighborhood, in your own neighborhood. Use these ideas for the day itself or weekend closest to it. Celebrating may be as simple as dropping off a baked treat or coordinating a more elaborate neighborhood-wide gathering. Wow, that's cool. I kind of like block parties and things like that. We should probably do more of them. I know I went to a few as a kid, so those are pretty cool. Remember, I'm always here to answer any of your real estate questions that you may have about real estate, such as the current state of the market, mortgage trends. Please feel free to reach out anytime. And by the way, okay, if you watch this channel or if you've seen my stuff in the previous time, if you know someone who would appreciate the level of service that I provide, that my team provides, please call me with their name and phone number. Okay, let's get into Good Neighbor Day. It's a holiday. Good neighbor. Wow, I wonder if my neighbors would say I'm actually a good neighbor. Celebrate good neighbors. So, National Good Neighbor Day, held each year in the U.S. on September 28th, celebrates the value of connecting with our neighbors and celebrating strong, healthy communities. Here are some fun ways to connect with your neighbors this year. Okay, let's just take a look. Spread positivity. I know there's a lot of negativity in the world, so spreading positivity could actually be fun. Use chalk to write encouraging messages on sidewalks. Wow, that's pretty cool. Scatter small painted rocks with positive words throughout the neighborhood. We just sold a house and she had scattered rocks that she painted with positive little things and she left them, and I thought that was the coolest thing. Write a nice letter of encouragement or a sweet and simple message for your neighbors. Pretty weird, right? Most people don't even talk to their neighbors. Pop by with a gift, drop off some baked goods, share veggies, a small plant, or a bouquet of flowers from your garden. I actually have a neighbor. I have a neighbor. She came by and dropped off some baked cookies, and she was an older lady. So I guess people used to do this more often, but we don't do it enough. Include a short handwritten note with your gift to make it very special. Host a get together, a themed block party, fall barbecue, potluck, or progressive meal, a pet parade with prizes, an outdoor movie night. These are all great ideas. If you're looking for the perfect neighbor for your family, well, please feel free to contact me because I would be delighted to help you find a good neighbor. Connecting with good neighbors, okay? Here are more ways to build your neighborhood community year round, right? Because we are all a part of a community. So the better you treat the people that live next to you, the better time everybody's gonna have, right? Partner with a neighbor when renting specific tools or landscaping projects or common household items. I know one of my neighbors was like, "Hey man, if you need to use my tools, come on down." I thought that was pretty nice. Create a neighborhood tool sharing spreadsheet. I mean, this is next level, but if you do it, that'll make a fun neighborhood. Pair up with another parent to lead a boy or a girl scout troop, coach sports, or volunteer at a church function. I've pretty much done all of these except for the. I actually done all of these. Help out when inclement weather strikes. Offer to plow snow, pick up debris, and provide tools, help with cleanup efforts. I know I had some neighbors that needed help shoveling out their cars, and I actually did it. I don't know that I was a fan of it, but I just did it. I guess that makes me a good neighbor. So when wintertime comes, or there's some sort of inclement weather situation in your area, maybe you can help your neighbors. Start a monthly club to share meals, discuss books, watch movies, or play games. A regularly scheduled get-together will help promote deeper relationships. I like that. That's always great. Encourage your neighbors to decorate for different holidays. Set a time for everyone to walk around and view the decorations. End the night with light refreshments at your house. Maybe I'll do that on Halloween this year. I'm gonna be like, hey, come on in. Kids, take these candies. Parents, come on down. Grab a drink. Organize a group gift to honor significant life events such as a new baby or a passing of a loved one. That's pretty nice, right? If people care a lot is what I realized with the passing of my loved ones. People care a lot, you know, so you should care too. Create a dedicated neighborhood social media group. Share information or ask questions. Include a directory with contact information and share updates as needed. So, if you didn't know, now you know, there is a holiday held each year in the U.S. on September 28th that celebrates Good Neighbors. And it's the Good Neighbor Day. I hope that you're all good neighbors. I know some neighbors fight. I hope I never get to live next to those neighbors, and I hope you don't either. My name is Dave. If you thought this information was helpful, let me know. Let me know what you'd like to learn about as well. I'm always trying to teach and pass down the information that I know more to people than just my family, because I think, hey, all of us needs one of us, and one of us needs all of us, right? So I hope you all have a great day. Celebrate your Good Neighbor Day and have fun.